Hello and welcome back to Talking Talmud. I'm Ann Gordon here with my friend and chavruta here, Dana Osband, our daf of the day, Masechet Nazir, daf Samach, page 60. Your Dana, we're coming to the end.
Yeah, we are just a few pages left. We only go to 66.
It's almost done. Our siyum is going to be very short and sweet this time. You'll see. We're going to send again and again. The link to register, and then of course afterwards the link to for the Siyum if anybody wants to speak about your experience learning this very interesting and a little bit strange Masechet. We would be very glad to hear from you. And I feel like in different ways than previous Masechtot, I feel like this is a very, very busy, hectic time, and which is one of the reasons that we're going to keep the Siyum short. But also I feel like I'm not so sorry to see Nazir in the rear view window. I'll be glad to come back to it next time around, I guess, and think about these things afresh. But right now, I'm looking forward to the new Masechet. So I'm going to jump in with the Mishnah that's on the previous, it's on the bottom of the previous daf because that's how they've set up the dapim. And then we'll have a good deal of detail from today's daf for you. Your Dana, you'll take care of that. But in our Mishnah, we have a really interesting phraseology even to begin to set us off. Nazir shaya tamei b'safek u'muchlat b'safek. So we have somebody who's a Nazir. He's at the beginning of his Nazirut. And it seems that maybe he was impure from contact with a dead body, but it's not clear. B'safek, not a sure thing. And then, and this is a strange phrasing, u'muchlat b'safek. And the question of whether he was impure from being for sure a Mitzora, somebody who has had this, we don't like the translation of leprosy, right? The question of whether he's definitively a Mitzora is also a question. What I find interesting, of course, is here, like, why not just call him a Mitzora? But instead it's called Mukhlat, a definite Mitzora, Bisafek, that's also in question. So it's not clear whether he's Tameh from a dead body, or also Tameh from being a Mitzora. Ochel b'kodshim achar shishim yom. So the process here, the assumption of the mission is that what the process is going to be for the Nazir. And the point is that at the end of all of this, he can partake in kachim, in the food that has been consecrated, 60 days after he might have become impure. And then, like, by virtue of that extended period of time, that he's been taking care of both the question of whether he had Tzaraat, and also the question of whether he had come in contact with a dead body. And the Mishnah goes on to say he could drink wine and he'll again become impure from contact with the dead, meaning he will no longer be a Nazir after 120 days, which might have really, because he might have really been what we'll call a full-fledged Mitzora, right? Somebody who was certainly a Mitzora, but we're not sure if he was certainly a Mitzora, then we want to make sure that what he does covers not only Nizirut, but also Tzara'at. And so therefore, the first 60 days, after the first 60 days, when he can have the Kadshim, then he has to go another 30 days of Nizirut and shave again. And then he has to be for another 30 days of Nizirut to get to 120 to fulfill the Nizirut in case. Complicated. I feel like I want to put like overlapping colors, and then you'll see this is the time when he's just a Nazir. This is the time when he's also possibly a Mitzora. Okay, and then the Mishnah goes on. Veshetiglachat hanega docha tiglachat nazir bizman shehu vaday. Now, what's the issue? He can't shave for being a Mitzora after the 7 days that you might normally do if you were just a, or if you were just a Mitzora, because the whole issue of having that second shaving from the Mitzora, which is going to be another 7 days, will be an issue. And we've talked about this here. Dana, you talked about this, of the shaving of the Mitzora overriding the prohibition against the shaving of the Nazir. So what happens then is it has to be Bizman Shehu Vadai. You have to know, is his status as a Mitzora for sure? And if it's for sure, then that's when it's going to override the not shaving of the Nazir. Aval bizman shehu safek eino docheh. But in the case where it's not clear whether he was in Mitzora to begin with, whether he really had Tzaraat, then the shaving of the Mitzora does not override the not shaving of being a Nazir. So he has to wait the 30 days until he shaves to be sure of the Nazir. You know, Yudena, remember when we talked about like all the little people? We had all these charts of people figures in Yevamot. I feel like I want a chart that has like one picture of somebody who looks like a Nazir, I guess long hair, right? And one picture of somebody who looks bald, let's say, for to be the Metzora. And then we can like meld them together to see exactly which cases when.
Yeah, I mean, I think actually what's confusing about this is it's not a which case is when. It's a whole long continuous case, right? So it's basically, it's a person who doesn't know if they became Tame from a corpse. And he's also not sure whether he became a Metzora. So therefore, he has a variety of different states that he could possibly be in. He's either a Nazir Tahor, he's either a Nazir Tameh, he's either a Nazir Mitzora, or he's a Nazir Tameh Mitzora. Like it's those are basically the four possibilities of what he should be. I'm actually not going to spend time reading the Gemara because what the Gemara does is it brings a very long Mishnah that sort of elaborates everything that is said in this particular Gemara, and I would, you know, tell everyone I have seen a few Gemaras. The Art Scroll actually has like a lovely chart here, which I think is very, very good. I don't think the Steinsaltz version has a good chart, but they have like a very nice chart. And essentially, what the Gemara does is by using this Braisa, right? It's going to sort of play out all of the different permutations. What happens with, you know? So in other words, so what you do is they go through all, so over a period of four 30-day periods, they go through each of these four possibilities of being a Nazir Tahor, a Nazir Tameh, a Nazir Mitzora, or a Nazir Tameh Mitzora, okay? And so therefore, for the first 30 days, right, what will you do? You'll shave your entire body because there's a possibility that you were a Nazir Tahor, a Nazir Tameh, a Nazir Mitzora, right? And this would be the first time you shave, or near a Nazir Tameh Mitzora. In other words, all four possibilities are still in play. Then you bring the Ola, that's the lamb, and the bird Chatas. And then basically by doing that, what did you eliminate? What did you get rid of? You got rid of being a Nazir Tahor, and you got rid of the Mitzora's first shave. So in other words, we're going to do these four cycles, and with each cycle, you eliminate or you ended one of those possibilities. So then after 60 days, you will shave your entire body because, again, that's going to be the Mitzora's second shave, okay? We're not worried about the Nazir Tahor anymore. We're not worried about the Nazir Tameh anymore. So we worry about the Nazir Tahor, a Nazir Mitzora's second shave, and Nazir Tameh Mitzora. Again, you're going to bring the Ola lamb and the bird Chatas, right? And then what did you eliminate? The Nazir Tameh, but not the Mitzora. And you also got rid of the Mitzora's second shave. Then at 90 days, okay, you got rid of the Nazir Tahor. Now you got rid of the Nazir Tameh. And so you're going to, now you're still worried, though, about a Nazir Tahor. Sorry, you got rid of a Nazir Tameh. Okay, sorry, you got rid of all the Mitzora possibilities. That's what I'm trying to say. See, it's confusing. But you still have the possibility of Nazir Tahor and Nazir Tameh, okay? And so, again, you're going to bring the Lama and the Bur Chatas, right? You got rid of the Nazir Mitzora, okay? And then, and sorry, at this point, you're only going to shave your head. And then after 120 days, again, you'll shave your head, okay? You're only worried about the Nazir Tahor at this point. So you bring all the concluding sacrifices, right? And because you had already eliminated the Nazir Tameh Mitzora, okay? So that's basically, I don't know that I verbally said that well, and I think I missed something there, but that's the broad strokes of what this braisa is elaborating, right? That essentially you have four possibilities of what you could be. We will take four 30-day cycles of being a Nazir, and depending on how you shave your body and what korbanot you bring, you eliminate one of those four possibilities till you have basically cycled through all four of those possibilities by the last cycle. And so at the end of 120 days, you basically are just remain as a Nazir Tahor, okay? And you just bring the concluding sacrifices and you're done.
I mean, you're done, but my head is still spinning, right? Like the keeping track of all these different details is not nothing.
Yeah, and again, I probably verbally said something wrong in there. So, like, look at a chart. This is not, this is like one of those dots where sometimes Anne and I are like, this is not a good verbal dot. This right. is a yes. written dot. You need to be looking at the words.
What I would recommend is as you go through it, which we, you know, we can't do it without a chalkboard and all of you in a, what, a Zoom room, right? To just mark it down and see, like, this is when the status clears. This is when he, you know, purifies. This is when he brings the korban and so on. And I think that even if you don't have all of the details down, this is kind of the beauty of Daf Yomi. If you don't have all of the details down, tomorrow is a new daf. In the meantime, you understand, like, your Dana, I think you did a fine job of the broad strokes.
Right. And then after they do all of that, what happens is they bring another brisa to explain why the Tana of the first brisa we cited basically assumes that you cannot count shaving for a Mitzorah as the same time as shaving for a Nazir Tameh. And so they get into a whole discussion about why that is. And it's actually interesting because it's sort of like a back and forth between the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they go to them and they sort of talk like the language is really one of a dialogue.
That's our DAF discussion for the day. Thank you for joining us. Rank us, review us, where you get your podcast. Come talk to us on our Facebook page and tell us what you think of this DAF. Thank you to Rabbi Michelle Farber for hosting us on the Hadron website. And until tomorrow, go and learn.